Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Am I speaking to Teresa?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling
yes.
you on your cell phone, so we are, you know, we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you. Okay, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. And may I ask your race? White, black?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
47.
Thank you so much. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Okay?
Good.
And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10 extremely motivated? In your own words.
Oh, okay. Oh, want to vote for the first female president. She's African American, and I didn't want it to be, and I want the rights for women to stay going forward instead of going back.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to the?
No.
To your speech? Okay. All right. Almost done here. And you said women's rights. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Would that be very dissatisfied, just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
I approve.
Okay. Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. I'm sorry. Let's see. First statement, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education. Would that be 0 not important at all, or 5 somewhat important, 10 most important, or you can choose any number between 0 and 10?
Most important.
Okay. Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share. Would that be 0 to 10?
Most important.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after
most
birth.
Most important.
Most important, okay. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Most important.
Okay. Banning assault weapons.
Oh, most important.
Okay. Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
Most important.
Most important? Okay. Reducing crime and violence.
Most important.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Most important.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. I'll read them out to you. First one is combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. The second one is tackling inflation and improving the economy. Third, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Four, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Five, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom. Six, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. Seven, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. You can choose two.
The last one.
Okay.
And, those were hard.
Would you like me to read them again, or?
No. Okay. I'll go with the woman president.
Okay. Bringing in a new leadership and making change. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Okay, the first one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, the highest one. Would you say 100?
Yes.
100.
Okay. Kahin Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Oh, Hakeem Jeffries. 50.
Okay. Cornel West?
Oh, 100.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 100.
Okay. Barack Obama?
Oh, 100.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Oh, 0.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And now it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote if you are decided? Please say so.
Oh,
if you are undecided.
Kamala Harris?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or?
Oh, Democratic.
Okay. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay? First statement, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of a sexist attack against her because she is a woman.
Oh, I agree with that.
Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat
strongly
disagree? Strongly agree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Third, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Would that be strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in the community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Okay, now, will fight for people like you, Harris, much better?
Harris.
Somewhat. Okay, would that be much
Harris,
better?
Harris, much better.
Okay.
Much better.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom. Harris, much
Harris,
better?
Harris, much better.
Harris, much better. Okay. Gender inequity and
Harris,
fighting.
Harris, much better.
Okay. Securing our borders.
Trump, a little bit better.
Okay, so that would be Trump somewhat better, Trump some...
Yeah.
Much better. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay, next. I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. First one is, while corporations are raking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bringing down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our vote put forward a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. Now, from 0 to 10, 0 meaning not at all convincing reason, 5
10.
Somewhat, 0?
10.
Oh, 10. Okay, very convincing reason. Okay. Our country has gone through, this is the second statement, our country has gone through so much in the past few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric, and for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now. Would that be from 0 to 10, not at all convincing reason, 5, not somewhat convincing reason, 10? Okay.
Sure.
Now, the third statement, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by it as they try to take us back, backwards. I'm sorry. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address the impact of racism in this country. It is our responsibility and our time to set up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities in future. From 0 to 10?
10.
10? Okay. We're almost
mm-hmm.
done. Thank you for your patience. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and confidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated
10.
To vote. 10? Okay. Extremely motivated. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. YouTube, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Instagram, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Twitter, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From one?
Bachelor of college.
Okay. College, graduate, bachelor's degree? Okay.
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay.
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, one.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Once a month.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
What was the first two?
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate?
Moderate.
Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed?
Employed.
Employed. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating and for having so much patience. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, ma'am. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.